incorporate some of the new receivers with you vets and all get out there today on the field and work together?
It was great seeing those guys work at the tempo that we work at. Just getting accoladed to this weather out here was cool.
Could you talk about the quarterbacks getting out there with Osweiler and offense versus defense today?
Came out, you know, some things got to work on, some things we did good first day out. It's not going to be the best. You're not going to get our best showing today. But we did good. I would say, Brock led us. The receivers paid attention, all of us. We was helping each other out there. Some guys' first time playing pro football, just getting used to the tempo that we work at. And I think we did good.
DeAndre, you've been with Brock.
Oh, here.
You've been with Brock a little now, but what do you notice about him in his confidence, his smoothness? Obviously, it's going to take time to really get the offense down, but just how he operates as a quarterback.
He operates like a pro's pro. He come out and he demand the best out of everybody, offensive line, the fullback, even the guys that aren't even in the huddle. He's a natural leader.
Without reflecting on last year, though, it's got to help you guys offensively to come in, knowing who your guy is. You can install everything. You've now been in this offense for a few years, and Brock Osweiler is going to be your quarterback for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about last year, but since you asked, thought we knew who our quarterback was going into last year.
Looks like you're more streamlined this season. Arms bigger, body more streamlined. Did you drop some weight during the offseason? I know you teased the other day about adding speed for this season.
No, that was for a brand that I'm working with, adding speed for the season. That didn't have anything to do personally with myself. It's a goal of everybody who plays any pro sports to, get stronger and faster and work on things that you lack. I would say I gained weight, gained more muscle. Yeah.
DeAndre, is there a balance now with so many young guys behind you to, help those guys out but still stay on top of your game? Is there a balance for you, now being the vet?
Last year, I kind of had the same role, even though we had Nate Washington in the room, a guy who's been in the league longer than a lot of us times too. That mentality that I have is to be a leader. On and off the field, no matter who's who's in there, a vet or a rookie. I don't think really balancing is a problem. I'm gonna go out there and do my job no matter what, and lead by example.
DeAndre, he's not one of the new guys. But this is his second year. Jalen Strong. It looked like there was a good difference in him from where he was at maybe this time a year ago. What did you see from him out there, and how much progress have you seen from Jalen?
Jalen's been working all offseason, even during what he was going through. He was working. The next day that happened to him, I'm pretty sure I talked to him, and he was talking about going to work out. So that really didn't affect him at all. I knew it wouldn't, but he's coming out and he's playing with a chip on his shoulder for sure.
Now, y'all brought in Brock Osweiler. He's your starting quarterback, but you've been there for a couple of years with Tom Savage. Can you talk about the development you've seen from Savage and how much more comfortable he looks in offense?
Oh, yeah. Tom always had that chip on his shoulder. He plays the game with a lot of confidence. He's developing year three for him now, mastering this offense a little better. It's in him. It's been in him, so he'll be all right.